You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line from the Bundy Ranch in Bunkerville, Nevada, is Ken Rhodes. Ken, thanks for stopping by to give us an update.
You're more than welcome, Dave.
Ken, I want to get into exactly what happened today because you drove out there from a different state. But before we get into that, let the listeners know who you are, where you're from, and when you left and when you got there.
I got a call from Pete Santelli. He's a radio host out of California on Wednesday. He told me, I'd like to have you out here with me. I'm leaving now. I said, okay, I will be there. So I got in my car and I stowed a few clothes in. I drove straight 35 hours and I stopped at a restaurant and slept for 4 hours. And I actually left on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. I got here on Wednesday, 1:30 in the morning.
Where'd you come from?
Macomb Township, Michigan. The first couple of days, we only had maybe 300 to 400 people. Then today, Saturday morning, I went to the hotel last night and took my shower and everything cleaned up. When I pulled up this morning, I couldn't believe it. They was in, I'm going to say conservatively, 2,000 people there today. Then the sheriff comes out, and I forget his name. You may know him from Las Vegas, but he's not a constitutional sheriff. He believes in following whatever the globalists tell him to do. But he come up on the stage and said that the BLM is pulling out, and then we can go over and open the gates and put the cattle back out on the range. So then after he said that, Mr. Bundy went up on the stage and said, now I'm going to give you an ultimatum. You're going to go over and collect all the guns from them BLM people and bring them back over here and put them under this American flag we got going here. And he said, then you're going to send your bulldozers out and you're going to, all the We the People's land, you're going to start bulldozing all their pay when we got to pay to go on our own land. So, but we all knew he wouldn't do that, but we waited an hour, and he told him, if you don't do that, in 1 hour, we're going to take matters in our own hands. They didn't come back, they didn't do anything, so then we all drove over to the bridge on the 15 freeway off of, like, exit 120, going north on the 15. And I'm telling you, we had traffic backed up, trucks, everything for probably a mile. I mean, this got national attention today. I mean, people are standing all up on the side of the freeway with their signs. And there's a lot of people out there, and we did a great job today. We won a victory today, but we didn't win the war yet, because I'm sure they're going to come back. On the way over there, because I said I want to be one of the first ones in front of that line. When we got over there, I fell on the way and fell down and got banged up pretty good, but I wouldn't let that stop me. I kept going. So when we got up close to the gate they still had up, they had armed guards and everything with their guns ready to fire on us. They had snipers all over the hills. People are picking them out with their binoculars. They had snipers all around in teams of two. Now, this here, I'm not sure on. I heard this morning on the freeway coming out there, they had a checkpoint, and they were pulling over people and taking guns out of their cars. Now, I don't know that to be true, so you can leave that in or take it out, whatever you want to do, but I don't put nothing past them. We got there, and they kept telling us, back up. You're a legal order. You got to back up and disperse and get out of here. Well, we didn't do that. We had plenty of militia with us with guns, and I didn't see nobody point a gun toward them, but they definitely had the guns for us, and they had a lot of them. So pretty soon, I think they see what was going to happen, and then I guess the sheriff got a hold of somebody and made him stand down. Finally, you know, he took his oath, I guess, serious enough that he knew there was going to be a lot of problems there. Mm-hmm. So they made us wait like 2 hours, and all the cowboys were on their horses, and they were ready to go in. They went in and they said they destroyed all the water off of his property so they couldn't even water the cattle. And they had them all pinned up there. I counted, I think, close to probably 400 heads of cattle that when we let them out, they came out. He had the river on the land. They were all running towards the water. So.
Wow. So they were really thirsty.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. They said there's one water trough had a little bit of water in it. And then you could see the cows with the full bags with no calf behind them. So, you know, they lost their calf. What they done was very evil, and American people need to wake up and understand this. I'll die for your First Amendment, and hopefully you'd be willing to die for mine. American citizens, I don't think at that point yet, but they're going to get there quick.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that's what makes an American, is what you just said. You know, an American will stand up for the right of another American if it means freedom. And I think that's why Americans are unique. And I think that the government knows that. And I think that the government realized that there was little to gain from taking this fight on because the negatives far outweighed the positives. But I'll tell you what, if the positives outweighed the negatives, I don't think that they would hesitate one bit to mow all of you guys down.
I have no doubt that they would love to shoot us. And these are Americans in our military, whatever they're in. They're Americans with their guns pointed toward average citizens. Most of us was unarmed. Now, what kind of country are we living in, Dave?
Well, I think we're living in a country that's already in martial law.
Well, that's what they all say here. They declared martial law on the Bundy Ranch, but I think it's all over the United States.
Oh, absolutely. You could see it by the way the police operate.
Green Bay just Googles up police brutality. I mean, the other day, I don't know if you've seen it or not, the guy got pulled over for, I think it was a license plate tab on his car, had his hands on the steering wheel, and a woman cop shot him right in the head and killed him. That was just the other day, I think in New Mexico. I'm not sure on that.
Wow.
I watched that on video. I said, man, what are we coming to in this country?
It ain't good. It ain't good, my friend. You said you got there Wednesday, 1:30 in the morning, and on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there were like a couple hundred people there each of those days.
But when I pulled in this morning, I seen at least 2,000. Man, my heart started beating with fire.
Did you happen to talk to a few of these people?
I talked to a lot of these people.
Did you find out where a lot of them were from?
Well, we had quite a few out of California, Minnesota, I mean, all over. I mean, I think that I hadn't talked to anybody drove from as far away as I did, but there's a lot of them drove from long distance to get here. So hopefully we got enough patriots that's willing to put their golf clubs down and go fight for their freedom before we lose it all.
2,000 is a pretty huge number. I know that, as you said, the mainstream media has been covering it. And I noticed that Cliven was on Fox News, I think with, I can't remember the guy's name.
Hannity.
Hannity, right, exactly.
Did you know he flew out here in his helicopter?
I had no idea.
Yeah, he flew out here in his helicopter, which to me, I never did like Hannity because I didn't think he would hit on the truth, but he's hitting on the truth on this one.
Right. I mean, hey, they all have their moments. It's like a broken clock. You know, it's going to tell the right time two times a day, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Even a blind squirrel could find a nut sometimes. Hannity is in the pocket of the Zionists, that's clear. So he covered it, which is good, and there was an AP article that came out about it. The Las Vegas Review Journal, KLAS, the New York Daily News is even talking about it. People were coming from all over the country. They really didn't know who they were going to meet, what they were going to meet, obviously. It was just a spontaneous thing. 2,000 showed up. The government said, we got a lot more to lose than we have to gain. Let's just back off. Hey, maybe they'll be back in 10 years or 20 years or whatever the case may be. If they discover oil or something under that earth, then like I said.
The thing is, they claim that Harry Reid and his son's involved in this land, and they say the land's already been sold to the Chinese, and they're going to put up solar power all over this land. Now, I don't know, but that's a pretty strong rumor, and everybody seems to believe that. So.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I did see that. Besides this fella Hannity, who came over in his own helicopter or the station's helicopter or whatever it might be, guy probably makes enough money to have his own helicopter. Besides this guy, anybody else popularly known show up?
I didn't see anybody really. I mean, we had like probably 15 different news people covering, but they all look like small ones to me. I don't know what them cameras cost, $25,000. I would say some of them. There's plenty of coverage getting out on this. They said in New Zealand, they were telling about it on their station over there.
Nice. I know Sheriff Mack is out there. I wish Sheriff Mack was popularly known, but he's not.
Alex Jones had a couple of his reporters out here. Pete Santelli's got a radio show out of California. He was out here. They was people out here, just small people streaming live. I mean, by the hundred, just streaming live out on everything that was going on. So this is going to be all over the internet, Dave.
That's beautiful. And so are you. Your interview is going to be all over the internet as well.
I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate the update. Now, you said that Pete, I just met Pete, actually. I just made his acquaintance. But you said that Pete called you up and said, hey, can you come out? Do you work for Pete?
No, I've donated a little money to him to help him stay on the air because I think he's a true patriot. The Pete Santelli Show out of California. Pacific time, 10 o'clock every day. So I said, you know what? I owe this to my grandkids and my great-grandkids. I'm 70 years old, Dave. I'm not a young man.
Right.
If we don't start standing up, I don't care if you're 80 or 90, if you can still walk, you got to start opening your mouth and telling about what you know they're doing.
You're 100% right about that. And I'm glad that you're out there. I'm sure that the listeners are glad that you're out there. I'm sure the listeners are glad that 1,999 other people were out there. And of course, I'm just joking. But then again, you never know. It could have been exactly 2,000. Who knows?
Right.
I want to thank you, Ken, for giving us an update here, you know, over here in American Free Press. We appreciate that. And please give my best to Pete and anybody else out there. Tell them that American Free Press appreciates them being out there. We were actually sending a guy out there, but I think that's on hold because you guys did the job there. 2,000 people sent a message to these people, and they realized, hey, we better back down because killing 2,000 people really would not look good.
You know what? I don't want to die, Dave, but I was right up very front. If they didn't ask me to go over that fence, I would have forced them to shot me. Like I said, I don't want to die, but if that's what it's going to take to wake some of the American people up, then I'm willing to give up my life for that.
That's what makes an American an American.
I will tell you, the American Free Press has been my favorite paper for the last few years, but every American, if you really want to know what's going on, American Free Press is probably one of the best little newspapers to get your information from.
I appreciate that, Ken. I agree with you. You know, I wanted to ask you before you head out, when the sheriff was up there, that was Sheriff Gillespie, how long did the sheriff speak for? What time did he get up approximately?
I'm going to guess, let's see, it's 4 o'clock here, probably a little before noon.
It was hot there. It was 90 degrees there today.
Oh, yes. They got a long trailer set up, and they put all new plywood down, and it got speakers set up. They did this right. The Bundys did a great job, and then they brought him up on the trailer, and he had about 5 deputies with him. But he didn't like it when he got handed his ultimatum. Mr. Bundy told him, we will take this man in our own hands. They didn't bring the guns over. They still had them pointed on us when we went over there. But we did get the cattle out, and we got to watch him run. And I know he lost a lot of cattle. Some people say they already sold a lot of them off to California. I guess Utah wouldn't let them bring the cattle in, or they stopped and said, no, you ain't bringing them cattle in here. So we got the job done, but you can see there's a lot of cows that had bags full of milk and there's no baby around them. So he lost a lot of calves out of this.
I did hear that. I mentioned that on an AFP radio show yesterday, that that's what was happening, that they separated the mothers from the calves without paying any attention. You know how stupid the government can be.
They're
spiteful.
Yeah, they do a lot of their stuff on purpose. They had all the pens where they had all the cows. They had it. So if you come down the freeway, you couldn't see the cows or the way they were doing them.
Yeah.
They had to cover it all over the side. You know, they don't want to come out in the light. Like Obama says, unless you got something to hide, or I forget how he's saying, the only thing, if you got something to hide, the truth, well, he needs to study that real good, and so does most of them in our Congress
yeah.
and our government today. They need to study it real good, what they're doing.
You're not kidding, my friend. How long did the sheriff speak for?
Not very long. And they asked him to be polite to him. I have to agree, most of them did, but he didn't speak very long, maybe 3 minutes. Then Mr. Bundy gave him the ultimatum, what we're going to do.
All right, I got it. So it wasn't a very touchy-feely environment there for the sheriff. They were angry at the sheriff because he didn't do his job before, right?
Oh, exactly. They wasn't no grabbing him and hugging him, shaking his hand for being a constitutionalist. I'll tell you that.
Right. Well, maybe he's going to learn his lesson and realize that his master is the Constitution and really the people by way of the Constitution. And that's his job. And that's the whole point of, like you're saying, the constitutionalist and what Sheriff Mack is trying to do. Anything else significant that happened you think that the listeners should hear about?
That's the nicest family you'll ever see. But I'm sure they were very happy they found that many patriots come out and support their cause.
Yeah.
They were going to have a bonfire tonight, and they're going to burn all the BLM signs that they had put up all over. But I got to grab one of them for a souvenir for somebody to write an article on it.
Ken, that's great. I appreciate it, my friend. Thanks for giving the American Free Press readers and listeners this wonderful update. And thanks for going out there all the way from Michigan and doing what really every American who's concerned about this country should and would do if they saw that they could afford to do that, if they had the means to make that happen and they did sense that this was a threat to our freedom, then by all means, look at Ken, 70 years old. He fell down. He got up, brushed himself off, did what he had to do. He was ready to die. And that's really the way that, like I said, every person should face the responsibility of protecting freedom in this country is being ready to die in a second. You don't want to die, like you said, but you're ready to die. I'm sure that the listeners appreciate everything that you've done, even though, like, I'm sure you would say you didn't do anything, right?
No, I really didn't. I'm just standing up for anybody who listens or reads an article you write. I'm standing up for their rights to keep speaking. Because if they don't start standing up pretty soon, we're none of us going to have any rights.
You are 100% right, my friend. Ken Rhodes, thanks for stopping by and giving us this great update, and hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.